Good morning, everybody. This is Howard Partridge. I hope you're doing BTP, OTT, better than phenomenal, over the top today. Please type in how you are doing today and that you can hear me okay. All right, so you guys are already typing in what you are up to. Great. All right, so if you are an Inner Circle member, type in this week's biggest accomplishment. If you're signed up as a non-member for the 8 weeks of leadership training, today is the last session. I want to encourage everyone to be on the next 8 weeks with Ellen Rohr to get your finances in order. We're going to launch into that series. And those of you who are not members yet, once you sign up for Inner Circle, you can attend that at absolutely no charge. We are offering that course for $5.97, so get with our office on that. It'll be the best investment that you've ever made. Well, I always want to share with our folks who supports us, and that would be Ziegler for being our strategic partner. Infusionsoft for being our platinum sponsor at our conferences, and for Total Merchant Concepts, that's Sherry Perry, and for Scott Reed, that's Reeb Law. And I want to get you caught up. Last week when I talked to you, I was in Dallas with Dave Ramsey, and Mr. Tom Ziegler came by, and we got to spend some time with Mr. Dave Ramsey himself. Also got to spend some time with Seth Godin, who is probably the greatest marketer in the world right now today. But I am now in Destin. Yes, I do have this picture on the screen because I need to show you how to do beach this summer. See, when Memorial Day comes, Memorial Day weekend comes, you know, it's on. It's the beach is on. So first of all, you got to get you one of these hats right here. This is from the African Fulani tribe, and what that is that you soak that in water, and it keeps your head cool even when it's hot. It gets hot down here in Destin. And this behind me is called a cool cabana, and very simple to put up, very simple to carry around. Of course, you got to have your Bluetooth speaker and your little wagon and all that good stuff. Anyway. We started out down here. Denise is with me, but she hadn't been going to the beach, hadn't been really feeling well. So she stays home, and I spend the mornings with her and evenings, and then I go out to the beach for a little while. But we started out with Mr. Rick Jones down here with one of our Inner Circle members, Craig Junker, and had a nice Destin dream day. And that was a phenomenal day for him and a phenomenal day for all of us. So if you haven't done a full day with us, we would highly encourage you to do that. It helps in so many ways because you can get the vision, breakthroughs, strategies, and get it all done in a very short amount of time. And it helps us because we get to know you better, and the better that we know you, the better we can help you. Speaking of Mr. Rick Jones, let's see if he's on the line and got a good word of wisdom for us this morning.
Hey, Howard, good morning, and I hope you had a great Memorial Day. I sure did here in Mobile. I'm sitting here looking at this picture of me and Craig, and I got to tell you, I sure like the way he looks in terms of his waistline and compared to mine. So I guess I've got to work a little harder. And on the other hand, in regard to your hat, I think I may pass on that. oh, man, I tell you, you look like a kung fu something or another. I haven't figured it out yet. But anyhow, hey, in regard
to... If I take some lessons from Brenda Sell, man, I can just show up with that hat and beat up on some people.
Well, you're going to need a lot more than a hat to do that, brother. But anyhow, hey, in regard to today... I truly believe that developing our own personal leadership is the first big step in becoming a good leader. As John Maxwell and yourself and everybody else says, it all starts inside of us. And Zig Ziglar says that keep your thinking right and your business will be right. I think one of the ways to do that is really knowing ourselves. In fact, Socrates said, know thyself. The Bible says, as a man thinketh, so he is. And Dr. Rome says that the information that we get from the disc, that information can help us to choose a new direction in our daily interactions with our employees, with our customers, and even in our personal lives. So I'm looking forward to the lesson today, Kung Fong, so let's get going.
All righty. And what about Mr. Santiago Arangoman?
All right. Good morning, Vietnam. Hey, we are flooded in. We got power, we got water, and we are safe. That's the most important part. So I'll tell you what, this part that you're going to be teaching, DISC, right? I want everybody to understand that it's not about you. It's about the others. You cannot change anyone. You can only work on yourself. Once you get that and you understand that, that's the first step to building real, lasting relationships. When I first took this simple assessment and we worked through this program, I remember sitting down. This was right after we met Zig in Dallas, and Michelle and I sat down. We took this, and it was like an eye-opening experience to understand about ourselves. But now we started figuring out other people, and the way that we were communicating with them was not working because they weren't hearing what we were saying. So This can truly change people's lives if you only work through it, understand it, and more importantly, apply it. Last week, we had our first Dream Team training, which went awesome, by the way. And as we were going through it, we could see the different people and their understanding of it. Then the next step is, how do we apply it with others? So I can't wait for you to take it away, Howard.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Santi. By the way, did you say that you guys are flooded in there?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Our subdivision is flooded on the outside of the subdivision. Inside, it's dry. It's perfect.
Wow. So what about the office and all that? Are people at the office or what? What's going on over there?
Yeah. Everybody's at the office. Everybody's fine. It's just us and where I live. There's a river close by, and then it overflowed.
Oh, yeah. So, okay. So Denise is on her way in. She'll be all right getting into hobby and all that kind of stuff and getting home?
Yeah, you got it. Over there is perfectly safe.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Santi. Thank you for everything. Appreciate your support and just everything that you mean to me. I appreciate my team. You know, the statement that I just made and the questions that I asked Santi right there should tell you a lot. Last night we had dinner with a couple. You may have seen this guy on Cake Boss. He has a pastry store in north of Houston, and his wife has worked in the radio industry with Denise, and he's had this thing for 8 years. He's a slave to the business. And, you know, I asked him, I said, you know, I heard that these reality shows are scripted. You know, what? Tell me the real deal. He said, yeah, about 60% scripted. And they egg people on and they mic up your customers and tell them to say this, that, and the other thing. And so, you know, that was a little bit disappointing. But we had a long conversation about having a turnkey business and not being a slave to your business and all of that. And, you know, I'm asking Santiago questions about, you know, what's happening there at the office because I don't know. And I don't need to know. I'm just curious. And, you know, they'll let me know if anything's wrong or whatever. But the support that I get where they'll go and look after my dogs and look after my house and, you know, it's family. We're community, and I'm just so grateful for that. But you know, it's a lot of hard work, and it's investing the time, it's doing the hard work, and it's staying focused on the outcome. As I was talking to this guy last night, we were talking about accounting, which we're going to get into next week, and the numbers and all of that. And then he's just like, "That's just not me. I just, you know." And his labor rate is way over what it needs to be, and he's not making money, and this and that. And so I just shared with him, you know, you got to focus on the outcome. You got to focus on the dream. You got to focus on the possibility. If you don't have a clear picture of what's going to happen at the end of all this work, you're just going to focus on the work. See, you got to focus on the outcome. And as Santiago said, this DISC process, this communication tool has been life-changing for all of us, and it's been life-changing for me because, as Rick said, everything rises and falls on leadership. Everything. Everything rises and falls on leadership. Without the right leadership, you won't hire the right people. Without leadership, you won't build the systems. And those are the three things that you need. You need effective systems. You need willing people, people who are willing to grow, people who want to grow, people who want to be developed. And I asked him those questions too. I said, so what are you doing to help your people reach their goals? Tell me about because they didn't do this or they didn't do that. Tell me about your coaching sessions. How does that go? I said, well, I don't have one. I just get mad and mouth off, you know. And I was like, okay. So let's talk about how to ask good questions. And, you know, the thing is that everything rises and falls on leadership. And my definition of leadership is effectively communicating the vision. Now, the cool thing is that when you have a great team, when you have a phenomenal dream team, they will help you create that vision. They will help you create your mission. They'll help you understand your core values. One of the things that I learned last week from Jim Collins and Patrick Lencioni is the difference between core values and aspirational values. Core values are who you truly are and what you truly believe and what you truly value. Aspirational values are values that we would like to have, that we would like to adopt. So there's always a gap between, you know, what you really want out there and where you're actually at right now. Defining reality, some have said, is one of the first things that a leader must do. But the thing is that everything rises and falls on leadership. Leadership is effectively communicating your vision, the vision, the shared vision, which includes your mission, your values, and your purpose. How we're going to get there, who we're going to be as we go along, and why we're going there to start with. And when we don't understand the four basic communication styles, when we don't understand the four personality types, we are speaking a different language. It's like going to a foreign country and don't speak the language you're trying to communicate with people. And that's how it is when we, A, don't understand our communication style and the communication style of others, and or we decide that we're not going to actually use it, or we don't exercise it. We might know it, but as long as you're communicating out of your own behavior style, your own communication style, you're not going to connect. John Maxwell says that everybody communicates, very few connect. And we want to take, Seth Godin talks a lot about the connection economy, and I understand that. I understand that we're in a world today where a lot of quote-unquote communication happens over the internet and happens on text message and email. But how many of you have had to retype something, or you got to put a little star beside the word because the voice text didn't come through right, or you got to trade a whole bunch of emails? And I'm telling you that we got to go from the connection economy to the community economy. And what I'm doing down here this whole week is I'm working on my keynote on a longing for belonging, why community is so important in business. I've got to do a dress rehearsal next week, so I'm down here getting that thing. I think I got that part good. I'll find out tomorrow when I meet with my coaches, and then I'm going to finish my proposal on my community book. And the highest form of communication is community. So we've got to create a culture of community. We've got to create a community environment, create a phenomenal community experience. We do that through supporting people, helping them reach their goals, encouraging people, encouraging them to do the things that they need to do, and holding them accountable to become the person that they were created to be. And that's my definition of success, is that success is becoming the person you were created to be. That's what life is all about. So DISC is so important because it's the first step, really, one of the very first steps to just actually communicating with people. Now, we can care about people, we can love people, but if we don't communicate in their style, in their language, it's not going to connect with them as much as it could. So what I'm going to do is, some of you went through the replay series and you have access, or the DISC series with me, the DISC Advantage for Effective Teamwork, and that's what we're going to look into today. And I did about three sessions. One of them I didn't record, so we'll put this one along with it. If you need that replay link, just let us know. Some of you paid for that, so I can't give it to everybody. But what I'm going to do today is, since it's been a little while since we did that, I'm going to do a quick review, especially for those people who maybe haven't been through DISC yet, or they haven't maybe had as much exposure to it as they need to, and then I'll get into the meat of everything. All right? So first off, understanding yourself, understand that everybody is wired just a little bit differently. Everyone is made a little bit different. So to understand yourself better, ask yourself these two questions. And by the way, this is a great conversation piece with people that you, until you get really good at observing behavior, you can observe behavior and pretty much figure out what people's, you know, high profile is, their highest trait. But you can ask them these questions. Number one, am I more outgoing or am I more reserved? All right, that's question number one. Am I more outgoing or more reserved? So outgoing people tend to speak and move with high levels of energy. Even their gestures and facial expressions have more passion than reserved individuals. Now, there's not a right or wrong. This is just the way that we're made. And so understanding how we're made and how we communicate and how we behave is key. Reserved people tend to speak more quietly, less forcefully. Their gestures and facial expressions seem more guarded than the expressions of outgoing individuals. The traits that you want to look for is outgoing and active people are more fast-paced, they're involved, they're energetic, they're optimistic, they're positive and enthusiastic, and their focus is on talking things out. People who are more reserved or passive, they're slower paced, they're a little more cautious, they're a little more concerned, they're a little more reluctant. They do critical thinking. They're a little bit more discerning, and their focus is on thinking things through. All right, second question. Am I more task-oriented or people-oriented? Am I more task-oriented or people-oriented? Task-oriented people tend to focus more on the job to be done or the goal to be accomplished. They seem to be less influenced by the opinions of others. They are more logic-based in their approach. People-oriented individuals tend to enjoy the company of others and seem to focus on people as being the priority rather than the project at hand. They seem to be more influenced by the opinions of others and less fact-based and more sensitive or emotional. So task-oriented people have more form. They're about the function. They're about programs. They're about plans, projects, process. Their focus is on getting things done. People-oriented are more about relationships, caring, sharing, emotions, feelings, friendships, and their focus is on how other people is on other people and how other people feel. So when you combine these two ways, the two questions, to divide the circle, you'll see that they give the circle four parts so you can visualize the four temperament types or communication types or personality types or behavior types. All right? So you see that people, there are four basic personality styles, D, I, S, and C. They're also known as temperaments. They blend together to determine your unique personality style. The model of human behavior will help you understand why you often feel, think, and act the way that you do. So let's take a look. Outgoing and task-oriented is the D. Outgoing people-oriented is I. People-oriented and reserved is S. And reserved and task-oriented is C. Now, this is called the model of human behavior. The model of human behavior. So the D type, we call that the dominant style. Outgoing and task-oriented is dominant, direct, demanding, decisive. They're determined, and they are doers. The I type, outgoing and people-oriented, they're inspiring. That's what we call the inspiring type. They're influencing, impressionable, interactive, and impressive, interested in people. The S type, which we call the supportive type, is reserved and people-oriented. They're stable, steady, sweet. They go with the status quo, and sometimes they're shy. The C type is reserved, task-oriented. They're cautious. That's the cautious type. They're calculating, competent, conscientious, contemplative, and careful. All right? What we have to understand is that you can't just give people a label. Now, the amazing thing is that once you learn this, and I know that many of you have already learned it, and even going through it again always helps us to remind us. We want to make it a habit. We want to make it just part of us. We don't want to label people because everybody is a unique blend of all of these, and that's one of the things that we're going to find today. We're going to learn two major things today. One is why we have stress in our lives and how it relates to DISC, and two, what our unique blend is and how you can find your unique blend and the unique blend of your team members and maybe even clients and associates and family members so that you can better connect and better do life together. So everybody is a combination, but usually people will have one high trait. There'll be a trait that's the highest. Sometimes it's two that are together, and in the rare case, there's actually 41 blends, and in the very rare case, the 41st type is what's called the level type, where it's all just level. But most often people have a dominant style, and for example, I'm a high D. I'm a DI, so on my graph you'll see that D and I are in the highest segments. That's who I am. That's how I'm wired. But you'll see on the environment graph that sometimes my I is really low because I got a ton of projects that I'm working on. I like to have fun. I like to laugh. I like to spend time with people. Anybody who knows me, and especially my best friends, I cut up a lot. But I got a lot to do. There's a lot to do, and so I'm a high D, and I just want to get a ton of stuff done. Ds don't like to waste time. They want to get as much done in as little bit of time as possible. I think this is one of the reasons I like systems, because systems, you know, are all about taking the steps out of as many steps out as you can to get something done the most efficiently as possible. I was thinking about the game of golf yesterday and how in golf the whole idea is to eliminate steps. It's all about eliminating strokes. It's all about eliminating steps so that you get to that ball in the hole in the least amount of time and the least amount of strokes possible. That's a good system, right? And so D's love systems. They love checklists because we can get more done in less time. Now, Santiago is an ID, but his D and I are very, very close. And but he's got way more I than I have. I'll just put it that way. And he's inspiring, influencing, just very impressive. And so I's just love people. And that's why everybody loves Santiago, because he just loves people. And by the way, you'll also notice some colors and some symbols here, okay? The D is green for go. And there's an exclamation point there because we're always in a hurry. We're in a hurry to get as much done as possible in the least amount of time. Now you go here to Santiago and you got a red star. Why? Because eyes are stars. They're entertainers. They love to impress people. They're interested in people, and they're entertainers. And the reason that we've got the color red there is because there's a lot of passion there. There's a lot of emotion there. And then you go down here to S, reserved and people-oriented, the supportive type. And Michelle is an SC. I got to go look at the profile to see. I think they're pretty close, or SC, but she got a lot of S in her. And she supports me. She's stable. She's steady. She's sweet. The S is love for everybody to get along. They want everybody to cooperate. That's the whole idea. They want everything to be calm and cool, and that's why the S is blue, because blue is calming. It's like that blue sky, that blue water. It's calming. It's cool. It's just they want everything to be calm and okay. The reason that there's a plus and a minus is because, you know, they're always weighing and measuring. You know, they'll go with the flow, okay? Well, so, hey, Michelle, what do you think about it? Well, there's the good, here's the bad, right? So plus or minus, either way. And then the cautious type is a question mark, because they have a lot of questions for you. They like details. It's yellow because yellow means slow down, right? When you're at a traffic light and it turns yellow, that's caution. We're about to stop. And the thing is that when you look at your team, when you look at that org chart, when you look at marketing, you look at sales, you look at operations, you look at administration, you can see that you need all four of these behavior types. I mean, we found out that in referral marketing, the very best profile is an ID. Why? Because they lead with inspiring people, interested in people, impressing people, influencing people, and they follow up with that D backup to get it done, to get all the other stuff done. And we just found that that is a phenomenal profile, and that's what we're looking for in that thing. Well, Scott Zach is a C. C off the charts. That's who you want taking care of your finances. Not a penny on the planet moves without that guy knowing about it. Now, there are some mysteries to this thing. I have no idea how Ellen Rohr can, being the I that she is, can do what she does. But there's enough D that she just gets it done, and I don't know where her C comes from. I need to do a disc profile on Ellen Rohr. But anyway, so you need all of these people on your team to do the different tasks that you have. All right? Now, what you need to do is on your profile or in your book, what you're looking for, and if you haven't done this yet, that's okay. You can do it after the session today, and any of those of you that are working with Santiago on the Dream Team, he's going to take your people through 4 hours of this Disc Advantage training, which will be the most valuable training that they've ever been through. And what you're looking for is you're looking for your personal style blend. So you're going to see that you have two graphs, and the one on the right is the basic style. I believe that's on the right. Let me confirm that. Yes, the one on the right is your basic style. And what you want to do is figure out what your basic style is. Okay, so in this particular case, I is the highest, and then D is second, S is third, and C is fourth. So I, D, S, C. And you're going to see that that's one of 41 different blends, and you're going to be able to learn a lot about yourself or a lot about your team members or your family members when you find out that personal style blend. Okay? Now, to understand your graphs, graph one is your environment style. This graph shows the way that you have learned to function in your environment in order to achieve success. All right? So you know that in the work that you do, in the business that you have, the things that you have to do, you've got to do some things that maybe are out of your comfort zone that Rick talks about. So this graph is flexible. In other words, it changes depending on what you're involved in. All right. And then on the right side, this graph shows how you're wired, exhibiting your natural behavior. This is how you tend to behave when you're totally at ease. This is the real you. The graph two, the basic style, is the real you. So when you have nothing to do, you don't have any stress with this. I mean, when is that for anybody? But when you're just totally relaxed, this is who you really are. And so it's going to be consistent. I had someone tell me, I think it was Craig Junker when he was here the other day in Destin, that he wanted to check that. And so he went back, did the profile again to see how close his basic style, his basic graph was, and it was dead on. I've done it I've done it a bunch of times, and it's always dead on. D-I-S is in the low segment, sometimes actually very low, I think. I'll have to look at it. And the C is in the low segment every time. But your environment changes. And when we got certified in DISC under Dr. Rome down here in Destin last year, can't believe it hasn't even been a year yet, but maybe it has been a little over a year. But anyway, we're comparing these graphs, and what you do is you look at your environment graph and you look at your basic graph, and you'll notice that there are six segments here on this on these graphs. So you have the very high segment, you have the high segment, you have the average segment, which counts as two because there's a midline right here. Okay, so in the average segment, that counts as two segments. Then you have the low segment and the very low segment. So this is six altogether. And if you are three or more, segments away on any one of your D, I, S, or C, that's going to create some stress in your life eventually. So as we were comparing those, Dr. Rome looked at mine, and on my basic style, who I really am, D and I are in the highest segment, but on my environment style, the I was very, very low. And Dr. Rome is like, Howard, tell me what's going on in your life right now that would put your eye so far down there. And I said, well, I've been spending a lot of time by myself at the beach, just busting out projects, writing, thinking, planning, and all that kind of stuff. And he was like, you better start having some fun, or you're not going to be any fun to be around. So that very night, I think it was, maybe the next day, Inner Circle members invited me to a party, so I went. And so I had to intentionally start having more fun, intentionally, you know, get that eye up and check off that social box. I remember when I first started Phenomenal Products, I worked out of my house, and I had an assistant, I think, that worked over there at the office. And it was really weird because I would go, and at that time I wasn't traveling as much. I wasn't doing all the things that I'm doing now. And it was really weird because I would stay up late at night watching movies. I started sleeping in. I was like, this isn't good. And I noticed that the day after I went down to the office for my staff meeting, I felt a lot better, different. And so I intentionally started going to the office a little bit more, just around people a little bit more. So when you compare your graphs, and this is the first big lesson, big takeaway from today, if you compare your graphs and you count, okay, like on this one here, let's just look at this one here. D, that's in the very same segment. No issues there. So this is you at work over here, the outside environment, and this is who you are over here to the right, okay? I, very high, very high, okay? Let's see, S, very low and low. It's only one segment away, all right? And then over here, you got C is in the low segment. Over here, very low. Still only one segment apart. But what if, let's say, the C is down here. This is who you actually are. It's way down here. And let's say that you had to do work that required your C to be way up here. You're going to be stressed out. You're going to be frustrated. And this is my buddy that was here last night, the guy that was on Cake Boss, the pastry guy. He's trying to do this stuff up here. And I told him, I said, brother, you're talking to a guy who's been there, done that, you know. You got to do what Gary Keller says, discipline yourself long enough to understand it, to create a system, and then make it a habit if it's in your wheelhouse. But if it's not, then get someone else to do it. I said, you need to find, right now his wife's doing it. She's leaving a lot of money on the table by not going out and working her career, and she's leaving half her money on the table. And they don't get anything done because she tells him what he needs to do. He doesn't want to listen to her. I was like, you got to get Ellen Rohr. You got to get, you know, a program like I'm on. You got to get a bookkeeper or somebody. Do that 12-month budget. And then all you have to do is then make good decisions to make sure that those numbers come through and look at those reports with that financial person. It's not in your wheelhouse. He's an eye off the charts. It's just not there. You got to stay in your strength zone, and that's going to create a lot of stress. So that's big takeaway number one, is compare your graphs. If there's any one of these plotting points that's more than three or more segments away, you're going to have some stress, and you need to change something about the work that you do. Okay? All right, this over here is how you're nurtured. This is your nature, and you're not going to be nurtured very well if those don't match up. If they do match up, you're going to be in good shape. You're going to be feeling good. You're not going to have the kind of stress some people have, because you're probably doing work that you really enjoy and that you really love. Hey, Satya, are you available?
Yeah.
Hey, would you do me a favor? Just give a little bit of feedback. I know you've been teaching this. Give me a little bit of feedback. I got to grab my computer cord from the other room. I was playing a movie for Denise on my laptop last night and left my cord in the other room, okay?
Yeah, for sure. All right. So Howard was talking about the differences, right? If you have three or more. And I'll just share something real quick. When you first hear this, some people are not going to be as open as you would want, especially if you're doing it with your team and you're kind of just telling them that, hey, we found that there's a problem going on in your life that you might not be aware of, right? And they might not be wanting to acknowledge that either. In fact, most of the times, people are not going to want to do that because they don't want to accept that there's something going on. Right now, Howard is different. Howard is just like, okay, just tell me how it is and I'll go fix it, right? That's why he's been going to all these games and all this stuff, right? But when you're first doing this with your team, that's going to be different. And you got to be aware that they might get their feelings hurt. Again, remember, if we're on the I or the S side, they might get their feelings hurt. And if they're on the D or the C side, they might not think that to be accurate. So you have to make sure that you acknowledge that and based on that information that you help them to take some changes. Now, if you're doing this, then again, if you've been trained, some of you, all of you that were with the certification, you guys know how this applies, right? But it also comes with that practice and seeing it over and over and over again. When somebody has a big change in one of those areas between the two graphs, whether it's the D, the I, the S, or the C, you might say some different things that will connect with them. Mm-hmm. So if you know that they have maybe some hard relationships going on at home, you might not go directly there, especially in front of people, right? But you might want to connect with them and just look at the graphs and then go back afterwards and say, hey, you got a minute? And then go through that. Say, for example, if their S is all the way down on the floor, but their S in their second graph is all the way up high, and their D is up high. In other words, all right, what's going on that's preventing that S from being safe, from feeling safe? Is there something else going on in their lives? Maybe they have to step up their D in order to make that happen. We don't know. But what it does is it helps us to see that there's a challenge there and that we can work through that. Does that make sense? I hope you guys get that part.
Thank you. Thank you, Santi. Excellent, excellent point. By the way, didn't you kind of feel like that when I first started teaching this? You didn't want to be an I because of the negative connotations?
That's right. Yeah, the first time I heard I was an I was like, I don't want to be an I.
That's because I didn't practice good leadership skills. I didn't recognize the positives first and really build those up and then say, now, let's talk about the... not just the strength, but the other side of it, right?
Right. And the other side, yeah. Don't put people in a box to your team, right? Because they will take that and like, uh-uh. So I get that for sure.
And eyes are competitive, and so Santi's like, let me show you that I'm a D. You know, he's bringing that D way up. So anyway, but hey, you know, the thing is that this is so important, and Zig said that that anything worth doing is worth doing poorly until you can learn to do it well. So you start sharing this, you might not, you know, get it exactly right at first. You may not understand it. For me, it was a little bit messy, but, you know, now it's a powerful, powerful tool that we use. And by the way, that's another reason to get Santiago to teach it to your team, rather than you trying to do it, unless you're certified. Okay, so let's review one more time the different styles, then I want to show you the blends here in just a second. So the D type, again, can be described as dominant, direct, demanding, decisive, determined, doer. The symbols and exclamation point, they're emphatic on everything. Outlook on life, they like to lead or be in charge. Their focus is get the job done, just do it. Overcome opposition and achieve your goals. Winners never quit, and quitters never win. Their basic need is choices, challenge, and control. Ideal environment is upbeat, fast, and powerful. Now, understand, as you'll see in just a minute, that everybody is a blend. And also understand that the more aware that you become of your behavior style, when I started really seeing that I was too high D and I started seeing the negative side of it, one of the negative sides of it is you're defiant. I was on we like to break rules. I was on a Southwest Airline flight the other day, and I hadn't said five words until the flight attendant said, "You're going to be trouble." And I was like, "How did you know that so quickly?" She's like, "Fasten your seatbelt right now. We're taking off." And so, you know, I would come in the office, and they called me the snowplow because I would just, like, get this done, get that done, and just tearing up everything in my path. And my bookkeeper said to me one time, she said, "You know, you walk around here so fast, I think you're going to cut holes in the carpet." You know, and so I had to, you know, you got to be aware of what you're doing and temper that some, okay? Because there's the positive side, there's the strengths, but then there's also, everybody has strengths, everybody has weaknesses. The I type, inspiring, influencing, impressionable, interactive, impressive, involved. Symbol is a star. Give them a red star. They love recognition and being the center of attention. They like to persuade others to their way of thinking. Their focus is, I'm for you. We can have fun, and if we all pull in the same direction, our success will never end. I can actually hear Santiago saying something like that. Basic need, recognition, approval, popularity. And their ideal environment is fun, friendly, and exciting. So no matter what your behavior style is, if you have eyes on your team, make it fun, make it friendly, make it exciting. I mean, the key word is when you're talking to Santiago is, awesome! How you doing, Santi? Awesome! How are you doing, Howard? Awesome! Let's make it fun, man. Let's make it exciting. Let's do some stuff. All right? S-type. Supportive, stable, steady, sweet, status quo, shy. Symbol, plus or minus, either way is okay with them. They feel that harmony is what we need. Michelle, so what do you think? What do you want for lunch? Whatever you guys want is just fine with me. Outlook on life, they like to provide necessary support to help complete the job. That's exactly what Michelle's whole job is. Focus. So can you see that we've got the right people in the right seat on the bus? We got the right people on the bus, and we got the right people in the right seat on the bus. Focus, all for one and one for all. If we work together, and if we all work together, we make a great team. All of us are better than one of us. Isn't that true? Basic need, appreciation, security, and affirmation. Now, understand the difference between recognition and appreciation. I's and D's, you know, they like to be recognized in front of the group. S's and C's, they want appreciation more than recognition. Okay, they want to know that you appreciate them. Ideal environment, predictable, stable, harmonious. Don't change a lot quickly, and that was... has always been a problem for me, and I can hear them probably saying, Howard, it still is a problem for you. So what I need to do now is if I've got new fast projects, I need to bring in other people who can help me get those specific projects done so that I don't upset the apple cart at the office. And so you're always working on that balance between, you know, how much change and developing and getting things done and systems and all that stuff. C type can be described as cautious, calculating, competent, conscientious, contemplative, careful. Symbol is a question mark. They want to know the why behind everything. Love the story that Santiago shared. We've got a guy in one of our specialty departments that wanted about $100,000 worth of equipment, and Scott's the money man. He's like, how do I get him to agree to that? He said, what you need to do is create this big, thick proposal that has all the facts, all the research, the graphs and everything. He creates this little manual, puts it together with all the investment, the returns, the whole nine yards, and just gave it to Scott, said, hey, look over this. I don't expect a decision right now because you're not going to get one. They got to think about it. They got to do their research. They got to, here's another C word for you, they got to cogitate, right? And so lo and behold, I get an email from Scott. Hey, listen, you know, Walter came to me with an idea, and I really think we ought to get this equipment. They will invest the money, but you got to give them the facts first. You can't just give them, you know, pie in the sky. Outlook on life, they like consistent quality and excellence. They like everything to be correct. They want everything to be right in the world. They're focused. Anything worth doing is worth doing correctly. See, they might not agree with Zig on that, and Zig was a DI. I mean, he was maybe an ID, but he was, his eye was way out there. They want to provide quality goods and services through careful and conscientious work. Basic need is quality answers, value, and excellence. Ideal environment, structure with procedures, accuracy, and quality. Now, here's the thing. Any of these communication styles can be a great leader, a phenomenal leader. The key is to communicating is to understand the behavior type, the communication style of the person that you're leading. Because if we're speaking a different language, we're not going to be able to effectively communicate. We're not going to be able, they're not even going to see the vision because we haven't effectively communicated and connected with them. All right? So, next step is to identify your style blend. So, if you have the Disc Advantage book, then what you'll do is you'll go through and you'll see that there are 10 graphs for the high D style blend. Now, if you have a report that you got online, it's going to look something like this. Let me it up. It'll already have it done for you, so you don't even have to look it up. Okay, let's see here. Let me just pull this up here for you real quick. All right, so here's what happens. Once you find your style blend, then what you're going to do is you're going to be able to pull up these eight things about your particular blend, or really cool about the folks that you lead. Okay, so let's take a look at this. All right, you're going to learn your primary drive or motivation. Okay, and this is mine right here, producing tangible results through influence with people, individual giftedness, self-motivation, high energy to get results with people, value to the organization, initiates activities, motivates others to action, ideal environment where quick decisions are required, varied activities and roles with people, fears, lack of urgency or indecision, drives me nuts. Number six, response under pressure, competitive, confident, demanding, and controlling. And you got to watch that because, you know, if you allow that to happen, then you're going to step on someone, as Santiago said just a second ago. And the blind spot, and I've experienced this myself, is short-term solutions creating long-term problems. Now, that's not just for a DI. You're going to see that pop up in a lot of different style blends. And if that's you, you want to get a little bit more C, get a little bit more S in you, and get some mentors around you, get some coaches around you, get some people to help you strategically think, you know, what's going to happen down the road, because anything you create has to be maintained. Any decision that you make, and sometimes, and people who are C's and S's sometimes need to make faster decisions. So it's a matter of, you know, balancing all this out. And then you'll have your complementary team members needed. That doesn't mean that that's all you need. It doesn't mean that that's the only people on your team. It just means the people that you're working directly with, or probably that you're married to, are going to probably be in one of those categories there. Okay. Now let me show you this from the discovery report. So if you did a discovery report online, here's what it's going to look like. Again, main motivation, producing tangible results through influence with people. Individual talents and gifts, value as a team member, ideal environment, keys to motivate. Okay, if you have someone on your team, then what you want to do is you want to pull this up and take a look at these two areas to motivate them and to lead them. So if you're motivating me, give me the authority to take risks to achieve results. I don't need close supervision. Give me some excitement, some prestige. I love to win. Opportunity to work hard and play hard. Give me a new challenge. Keys to manage or lead. While working with others, DI style blends need the ability to adjust personal intensity to match the situation, to be confronted when they break the rules, which is all the time, and appreciation of slower paced people, periods of reduced activity, to relieve stress. This is why I come to the beach down here. Now the key is don't come down here and work too hard. But the thing is that wouldn't this be, if you have a DI on your team, wouldn't this be a wonderful way to be able to coach them and ask them some questions? Now when you're working with this person here in the office that's an S or a C, you know, how well you feel you're connecting with them. So what are some things that you can do differently, you see? And then they've got to understand themselves. In my book, Think and Be Phenomenal, I talk about the five levels of being phenomenal. Again, my definition of success is becoming the person you were created to be, being the person that you want to be. Well, first you got to understand yourself. And so level one is awareness. Becoming aware of how you're coming across, because people might misunderstand you and misread you because if you're under pressure or they don't understand you, that you may come across as egotistical, nervy, demanding, controlling, aggressive, and opinionated. And I've been called all of that and more. So we have to become aware, and then we have to be willing to change. Then we have to focus. Then we have to be committed to becoming that person, and finally we become that person, our character changes. Those are the five levels of being phenomenal, the five levels of becoming phenomenal, okay? So I want you to really understand your graphs. I want you to get in there, and I want you to look at how these behavior styles affect your team. Make sure that every single person on your team knows their actual blend, their actual style, what motivates them, how to work with each other better. And if you'd like to have Santiago do that for you, then just inquire about the Dream Team for information on the new Dream Team live video training that we're doing with Santiago. Just type in Dream Team on the question bar right there. Okay? Just type that in, and the office will get with you. Okay? A couple more announcements, and then I'll take questions. I am doing a live six-week online course every Thursday, 9 a.m. It will just repeat and repeat and repeat and repeat. This is designed for people who you refer to us. We go through GPS and then the five systems for people who are not yet members with us, and that way they can learn the basic course without having to come to a seminar. They can do it right online. It's live, and they also get all the recordings of it and everything. And when you refer someone to us, you'll get $100 for every person who signs up. It's only like $197, okay? Also want to remind you guys of the Referral Mastery Seminar in Destin, June 21st and 22nd with myself and Mr. David Fry. Victoria, this is a picture that you could use. I didn't realize that I had that picture right there if you need that. Anyway, 2 days with David Pry, who is my marketing mentor. Learn how to master your referral marketing, explode your referrals, learn some new techniques, how to do referral marketing on social. When David Pry is speaking, I will be there listening intently and taking notes. This will be a one-time only event, so highly encourage you guys to be there. That'll be from 8 o'clock to 2:30. And then from 3 to 9 p.m., Santiago will be walking us through the phenomenal sales systems, the 7-step sales system, 5 ways to overcome objections, how to upsell consistently, and you're going to leave with your own custom script. Bring your salespeople. Finally, every Wednesday at noon and Thursdays at 5, we're doing a phenomenal health webinar. If you'd like to lose weight and get healthy, then join us on that. Actually, I should have said next to last. And then finally is next week we'll launch into the phenomenal financial blast with none other than Ellen Rohr. And you definitely want to be on that so that you can get your business profitable. And, hey, how would it be if you get debt free? Okay, what question do you have for me? Let's see. All right. Okay, so Jill, what if you use a DISC profile during the interview process and the graphs don't match up? Does that mean that someone is making assumptions about how they'll operate in the presumed role they're interviewing for? That could very well be, because a lot of people are not, most people are not aware of their behavior style, and that would be an excellent point to bring up. In fact, you're bringing up an excellent point to all of us. Be sure to do, before you hire anybody, do the full assessment. You can get a full assessment for like, I think it's like $13 or something like that with us online. And in the interview, do the one-sheeter. You know, you've got the one-sheeter that you get in the inner circle when you first join. Let them do that so you can kind of get an idea. Is this a D, an I, an S, a C? You'll get good at recognizing in the interview. But I think that that's a wonderful thing to do, is look at that graph, the work that they're currently doing, and because whatever they're doing right now, that's going to show up in the environment style. But you'll also be able to see their exact blend. So it's a great idea there. Robin, I love the profile that tells you what personality types your team needs to complement you. Absolutely. Brenda, are the blends and the needs, etc., of others in a book? How do we get this information to understand our team and their needs based on their style? Have them do the DISC report and then that screenshot that I showed you. Once they do their report, you will actually have that, okay? And if you have the DISC Advantage or been through that already, you can just look it up in the DISC Advantage booklet, okay? That may be in one of Dr. Rome's other books. He's got a bunch of books on DISC, so you can try that as well. And Santiago and Rick are both certified in this, and Santiago's probably done a little bit more in it since he's doing the training on it. So get with Santi, and he'll be able to help you figure that out. Okay, Brenda, can you repeat the five levels of becoming phenomenal? Absolutely. First is awareness, and this goes for becoming the person that you are created to be. It goes for any idea that you want to pursue. It goes for any habit that you want to change. It goes for any skill that you want to develop. Number one is you have to become aware of where you are. This is why assessments are so powerful. You become conscious of your competence level in a certain area. And then secondly, once you're faced with that, like DISC is a perfect example of that. Once I'm faced with the fact that I'm a D off the chart and I'm you know, not operating in my strength and I'm letting some of my weaknesses affect my work, I become aware of it. The next step is, like Santi said, you got to be willing to change. That's the next level. And most people stop right there. This guy I was talking to at dinner last night. I said, why do you think that, you know, if you look at scenario one, you get ticked off at people and you start shouting and everything goes downhill, and you look at the outcome, you know, there's not, you don't have a happy environment, you're stressed out, they're stressed out, they leave, and you look at the outcome, it's not a very good outcome. But if you just changed one thing and you started coaching right, hiring right, and having a different kind of, you know, attitude, if you will, and asked questions and did good coaching and that kind of stuff, just changing a little bit of you would have a totally different outcome. Why do you think we are unwilling to do that? And he's like, ego? I said, absolutely, along with a bunch of other things, pride, fear, all kinds of things. So we got to come to that place where we're willing to change, and I think that's where coaching, inner circle, community, and all that good stuff comes in, is that gives people the courage, the encouragement that they can change and that they can have a different outcome. Third level is focus. We've got to focus on that new habit. You know, we've got to have a daily focus, that daily time capsule. If I'm on a new eating plan, I got to focus on following that plan for at least 18 days, as many as 254 days, average of 66 days until it becomes habitual. And so I go on the commitment level. I'm committed, man. I've been doing this for a year. I've been doing this for, you know, whatever. And then we got to, and so that level four is commitment, and level five is character. Now, only time will tell if you've entered into level five and it's truly a life change. I mean, I'm committed at this point that I am never going to go back to an unhealthy lifestyle. And I had it before. I let it go, and it's been very hard to get back. Okay, and now that I'm back, I don't want to go through that again. So I've got to be diligent and stay committed, and hopefully I will completely and utterly change for life. Okay, Cherry Perry, their first Dream Team session is Friday. Their team is excited. Denise Coulter posted on Facebook that their first Dream Team went phenomenal, so they're excited. Let's see. Elise, down 5 pounds, and David is down 9 pounds. Excellent. Way to go. Monica, wow. Good morning. My profile was level, and it's really explained a lot for me. What was the name of the book you recommended for understanding even more? I have the full report, want to explore it more with my staff and team. The DISC Advantage is a program that we do. Get with Santiago and we'll find that for you. Shani, the link to the disc assessment has many options, but not much of a description of the differences between them. I selected one, but why are there so many? I know. That's Dr. Rome's stuff, and I don't know why they do that. So just click the basic one for now. Monica, the single sheeter is on the Inner Circle website. We can also email that to you if you just email support. Dean, what is the minimum age for the profile? Good question. I noticed that teenagers and people in their early 20s aren't very, very aware. And there is one also for teens that you can select. So that'd be a good one for someone who's in their teens. Let's see. Sherry Perry said to select the concise version, Shani. So go and do that. And those are all the questions for the day. I'm Howard Partridge. Our passion is your phenomenal success. Have a phenomenal day, everybody. Take care.